What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I want to talk about having the control, okay? Now, the reason that I'm getting into this is because we get a lot of feedback in our groups about people always complaining. And, you know, a lot of the women are always saying, oh, these guys, all they want is sex. Or do you believe that this guy asked me for sex and this is supposed to be a support group? And all these other things that come out of people's mouths, all right? There's a lot of people out there that are, you know, blaming the opposite sex for what's going on in dating. But see, here's the thing, you guys, whether you're male or female, I'm going to break it down to you. Here's the thing. You have the control of how people treat you, okay? Now, remember what I told you. You know, when you're looking for somebody, you know, people are so off the mark when they're out there and they're dating. They don't, half of them don't even know what to look for, what not to look for. They look at people right on the surface. They look at them, they say, okay, they're attractive. Okay, they have a nice career. Okay, they're independent. They take care of themselves. But what they don't look at is how that person is treating them. Okay? And what do I say all the time? I say, what you allow is what you get back. That's why you have to go back and listen to my episode on why your cutoff game's got to be fierce, okay? Because if your cutoff game is not fierce and you let these people drag you along, because this is what they do, they'll drag you along because they don't care. They're not looking for anything serious, so they don't care that they're wasting your time. A lot of them don't have common courtesy. A lot of them ghost you and are going to do what's good for them. See, but this is what a lot of people don't understand, all right? You know, what you throw out there is what you get back, all right? So a lot of people don't treat others the right way, and then when they get treated lousy, they don't understand it. Okay, but here's what I'm telling you guys, all right? The reason that you have a lot of people, you know, out there and they're trying you, a lot of times they're trying you for sex, and then you got your scam artists that are trying to get something out of you. You know, sometimes with men, you have women trying to just use you to take you out to dinner. All right. They just use you to take you out to dinner. They figure, oh, you know, I could go out with a different guy every night of the week and have different guys take me to dinner. This is how some men get used. And with some women sometimes get used, you know, where they're dealing with men that are telling them, you know, oh, yeah, no, I want a relationship. Yeah, it's hard out there. And they try to make like they're not like these other guys, when in fact, some of them are like these other guys, and they are just looking for the benefit of sex out of you. But see, here's the thing, you guys. Here's where a lot of you make your mistake. You have the control, okay? Now, you could sit there and you could say to yourself, well, you know, some of these men are disrespectful and they, you know, they expect you, you know, to have sex right away and this and that. Well, nobody could expect anything out of you if you don't allow it, okay? So who cares what anybody else expects? Who cares, all right? It's what you're going to allow. Oh. Now, if you have a lot of guys out there, you know, just pushing for sex and everything like that, and they, or maybe they're not, you know, some of them feel they don't even have to take you out on a date. They just want to link up. Hey, you want to hang out or this or that, which is not quote unquote a date, you know, and you allow that and you go with that because, oh, they're so cute. They're so cute. You got to get past that nonsense, you guys, and look at what's important. Somebody who's making an effort, okay? You know, remember what I told you, what you allow is what you get back. If you start becoming a hangout type of chick and you're hanging out in their crib or they're hanging out in your place, they're not going to want to take you out after that because they've gotten the easy way to get you into a home and possibly make moves on you and progress to something else, which is usually sex, okay? They didn't have to work. Why are a lot of people, you know, meeting for coffee or any of this where years ago they would have done something more or planned out a date? Because a lot of women are settling for less. I know women that will cook dinner, invite the total stranger over to their house, okay? And not even have that guy take them out, all right? So when you have when you have women like that that are out there that are desperate just to have male company, okay? Or they feel like they're gonna, you know, they're gonna lavish on the guy. That particular guy feels like, well, you know what? If there's women out there like that, then I don't have to take out this other chick that's going to require me to have to take her out to dinner or require me to plan out a date. I'll go with the low value chick who's going to, you know, make it easy for me. Okay. So the thing is, you have people out there that are making it easy. Okay. Now, why do guys send out dick pictures? Like a lot of women say, oh, I can't believe he sent another dick picture. I got another dick picture from some guy on a dating app. Why? Because there are a percentage of women that, you know, think it's cute or respond back with, you know, nude photos as well. All right, you guys? So this is what you're up against. You're up against people that have very low boundaries, low standards, okay? And it's not, they're not looking at the long term. A lot of these guys are not looking at the long term of, you know, oh yeah, you know, I want to find my future wife and, you know, have a family and have kids. No, they're in no rush. They're in no rush. They're going to have fun. They're going to have fun. And some of them, you know, don't ever want to settle down with anybody. They just, you know, they feel like, you know what? I'm running with this. But here's the thing that I am bringing up to you, okay? You have the control of how somebody treats you, okay? That's why you have to be very clear with people in the beginning so that they don't misunderstand who you are. Okay, you have to let these people know that, you know what, you're not a fly by night. Okay, you're not a hangout chick. You're not somebody who's just going to be there to entertain them and send them naked pictures and everything like that. You're not there to entertain them. You're not a cam girl. Okay, because at least cam girls get paid. All right. So don't be a sucker and entertain some of these guys by sending out nude pictures, which a lot of times will be uploaded onto the internet. Okay. I don't care what they tell you. I've seen it happen to people all the time. All right. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to let you guys know that, you know, you have to have boundaries. You have to let people know what you expect and you know, what you don't accept. So when you go in and you're starting to get to know somebody, okay, you have to be very clear. I've said this before in prior podcasts. You have to let them know, you know, when I'm getting to know somebody, you know, I want to focus in on you and, you know, let's get to know each other. Let's really get to know each other. Let's get on the phone. And, you know, that's the best way to get to know somebody. Now, if you're dealing with somebody who only wants to text, okay, that's usually because they have someone or they're juggling a lot of women, okay? And it could go the other way too, from guys to women as well, where she could have somebody and be juggling a lot of guys. When somebody is serious, they are going to want to hear your voice. They are going, you can't have in-depth conversations by text, you guys, right? You can't feel the energy of somebody unless you get on that phone. And like I told you, it's all about consistency. The person has got to be consistent in trying to get to know you, okay? When somebody is serious about trying to get to know you, they are going to contact you on a regular basis. They are going to want to get on the phone with you on a regular basis because they're going to want to be close to you. They want to know how you're doing, okay? Not just, you know, how's your day going? Or, you know, did you eat today? All right. All on the surface nonsense. You could have a relationship with somebody where you're just texting and you could be texting for weeks and just talking about on the surface nonsense. What'd you eat today? Did you have pizza today? Oh, that's nice. What do you think of the weather? Oh, it's nice. Oh, yeah. Okay. You have a good day at work? Yeah, it was great. Yeah, no, great. Okay. But in the end, what do you really know about this person? Not much, okay? So this is why I tell you, when serious people, you know, are consistent and get on the phone on a daily basis with somebody, that's how you get to know somebody, by getting in-depth conversations with someone, all right? Now, here's another thing that I need to bring up to you guys as well. You have to stop looking at it when you start talking to somebody. You have to stop putting these people before yourself, okay? Because this is what happens. Sometimes people are so eager to be in relationships, they change their whole schedule around for somebody. In other words, they'll get on the phone with that person and be on the phone with that person for hours in the very beginning, like the first two nights they're talking to them, and then that person disappears on you. They ghost, okay? Or they disappear on the weekend because they have other things going on, and they're only contacting you when they have free time, which is during the week. They love to contact you on a Monday night when they have nothing going on, right? But here's what I need to tell you. You deal with these people with what works in your schedule. Don't put other things on the back burner for these people, okay? I mean, you could be polite, you could be courteous with them, but never ever make these people a priority if they haven't made you a priority. You give to them as much as they give to you, not more, not less, okay? Now, there's two ways you can go about it in the beginning of dating, all right? Number one, when you're dealing with somebody, and let's say, like I tell you guys time and time again, they always come on strong in the beginning because you're something new and you're something fresh, okay? You have a blank slate and they're looking at you, and most likely they're looking at your pictures and they're fantasizing in their mind you in their bed, okay? Or they just like looking at, you know, who you are. They know nothing about you, but they already have a fantasy in their head about who you are, okay? And as you start talking to them, they're either going to like what you have to say or they're not going to like what you have to say. If you come off as somebody that they think is going to be a lot of work and they're somebody who's really not looking for anything, they're going to back off a little bit from you. Okay, they'll keep you around because they keep you around. They don't throw away people. You know, a lot of times women are more apt to delete a guy than a guy deleting a woman, unless that woman is really obnoxious, all right? And she's like haunting him, all right? But they'll keep you around and they'll put you on the back burner, all right? When their other options that they prefer don't work out, then they contact you. You are a backup. Why are you a backup? Because you require work or they're not that into you, okay? Now the next thing I need to tell you is this, okay? When you're dealing with somebody like that is not consistent with you, okay, is not hitting you up every day and getting on the phone to try to get to know you, okay, then you have to make a decision how you want to handle that person. then you know in your mind that this person is not really, you know, making me a priority. They are not really interested in contacting me every day. They touch base with me here or there. This is somebody that I don't take seriously. Now, you could keep that person around and say to yourself, all right, well, you know what? I'm just going to keep that person on the side, but I know that this person is not really serious about me. Or you could just delete somebody who is not consistent with you, okay? See, now this is what I mean about you having the control, okay? Because you have the option to decide whether you want to deal with somebody like that or not. And the problem is, when you see that somebody is not consistent with you, and you know they tell you one thing, but their actions show you another thing. Like, in other words, they come on strong. They tell you, oh, you know, I really see you and I together, and you're exactly what I'm looking for. It's so hard to meet people, and you're everything that, you know, I've been trying to look for, and I want you. You know, a lot of times when they say, I want you, what they want is they want you sexually, okay? Because if they haven't had conversations with you, you know, what do they want? They're looking at your picture, right? So what do they want? They're lusting after you. That's what that breaks down. Because how could you want somebody if you haven't had conversations to get to know that person? So the thing that I need to bring up is this, you guys. This is where a lot of women make the mistake of keeping around people that are stringing them along or breadcrumbing them. Why are you giving these people your time? Why, when they are blowing you off on the weekends, okay, why are you giving them your time during the week on the phone? Why are you switching your schedule around when they finally do want to see you on the weekend? You see what I mean? Why are you allowing yourself to go hang out in somebody's house when that person hasn't taken you out? So when you allow these things and then that person doesn't want a relationship with you, or when you sleep with someone too fast and you're thinking, oh, they really like you. I could tell the way he looks at me in the eyes and everything like that. These people are good actors, okay? They are good actors. Why are they good actors? Because they know what to say and they know what you're looking for. So they just play the role, and a lot of people just fall hook, line, and sinker. Sink, you know what I mean? So instead of saying to themselves, you know what? I'm going by what I'm hearing. I'm not going by what I'm seeing. This person is not taking me out consistently. This person is not making plans with me consistently. This person is not contacting me regularly. Then you know what? You don't bother with these people. Get rid of them. Get rid of them, or keep them on the side if you just want to go out on a date and you just look at them as going on a date and enjoying the night and nothing more. Okay? Because that's what they are. They're a nothing more type of person. Because if they really liked you, they'd want to see you regularly. Okay? If they really liked you, they'd be contacting you regularly. Okay? So if they're not, it could be that they have somebody already that they're, you know, getting together with and sleeping with, or friends with benefits, and you're just, you know, you're somebody that they juggle along with the others. Or they're not that sold on you, okay? That maybe they feel, I could do better. This is the thing, okay? Everybody feels like, oh, you know, maybe there's something better out there. There's something better out there. You don't want somebody who looks at you and isn't sure whether there's something better out there. Because then if you get involved with somebody like that, you know what? When things aren't all great, because as the relationship goes on, you know, you have to deal with different differences that you may have and everything, they're always going to look for something better or something else, okay? They don't want to put in the work, because they didn't want to get put in the work to really get to know you and who you are and everything like that. That's why I'm telling you guys, you are giving your time to these people that you should not be giving your time to, all right? You should only give your time to people that show you with their actions that they are serious about getting to know you. If they're not serious about getting to know you, then you could either say something to them or you could just not deal with them at all. All right. But when you hang around and you linger and you sit there staring at the phone or hoping for a text, and you know, the minute they contact you, you jump at it, and you think, oh, you know, they came back, they must really like me, or they realize that I'm the best thing that happened. No, it could be they're just having a dry spell and they're hitting you up. Okay. You know, you don't want to be somebody's second, third, fourth choice. All right. That's not somebody who's serious. That's not how it goes, you guys. So when you see that somebody is playing games with you, or playing game on you, as we say, okay, this is not somebody that you give your time to. Your time is valuable, all right? And in the beginning, when you start talking to that person, you let them know, all right? Stop being afraid to tell these people. Stop being afraid of what they think or what they don't think, or you're afraid you're going to scare them away, all right? If they get scared away, then they weren't serious about you at all. You let them know, you know what? When I get to know somebody, I'm serious about trying to get to know somebody. And, you know, if what you're telling me is the truth and you really want to get to know me, then, you know, you have to show me. You have to show me, okay? And a lot of them say, oh, no, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. You know, they all talk a good game. Oh, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. And then they come on strong and show you for the first couple days, or if you're lucky, the first week. And then all of a sudden, they fall off, okay? All of a sudden, you're not hearing from them and everything. Because you know what? Because they were full of shit, all right? And that's why I'm telling you to watch the consistency. It's not what comes out of their mouth. And when they start to fall off, you got to get rid of these people. Remember what I tell you, what you allow is what you get back. If you keep allowing these people to come back into your life, they're going to keep jerking you around and you're going to come off as desperate. And believe me, they don't change, all right? They don't change. I've seen, oh my God, you know how many times I've seen this? I've seen this time and time again where people let somebody back into their life. This happened to a good friend of mine. She let this guy back into her life. It was the same games over and over again, okay? And now he thinks he could keep coming back, because once you allow them back in, now they know that they got you, that you are sweating them, and that they could keep coming back into your life. All right. This is why you don't go backward, you guys. You go forwards. All right. If something doesn't work out, you got to let it go. Let it go. Okay. Your ex is your ex for a reason. Remember that. Otherwise, you're going to be wasting years back and forth with these people, back and forth. And no matter what you say to them, they will not take you seriously. You could sit there and threaten them and say, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to block you. I'm going to do this. And you know what? They laugh under their breath. They're laughing at you. You know why? Because they contact you a couple months later, a year later. I've seen guys contact a couple years later, and you're still sitting there and you're talking to them, and they know that, you know what? They can come and go in and out of your life, that you're allowing them because you are giving them your time. All right? So stop it. You got to be strong enough to be on your own. This is the thing, you guys. I know it's not easy sometimes to be on your own, and sometimes you just want to have somebody, even if they're texting you now and then, you want to feel like there's somebody in your life. Even if you're not getting that whole person, you want to just feel like, oh, there's somebody there. But you cannot be dependent or reliant on other people. You got to be dependent on yourself. You validate yourself, okay? You don't need anybody else to validate you, all right? There's something to be said for your own peace, having your own peace and your own self-respect. Because even though you want somebody in your life, if you allow these people in and out of your life, what happens is you're going to feel down about yourself when that person starts playing games on you. And this is what happens, you guys. You start to, you know, you start to be down on yourself and you start to question yourself and say to yourself, well, what's wrong with me? Why don't they want me? I'm doing everything wrong. It's not you. It's because you picked a lemon. That's why you picked somebody who was not a good person for you or didn't see the value in you. All right. That's why I'm telling you, you got to value yourself and not allow these people to play these games on you. When you see these games, I don't care how cute they are. I don't care how good looking they are. I don't care how much money. I don't care. Okay. Because if a person's not treating you right, they're not worth a shit. All right. Believe me when I tell you, I've seen people marry, you know, very wealthy and have had spouses that treat them like garbage. So it doesn't make you happy. Believe me. All right. So you need somebody. What's going to make you happy is to have somebody who values you and treats you right. Okay. So that's why you got to value yourself. And the way you value yourself is not to allow somebody to disrespect you. And especially if you're making it clear in the beginning what you expect, there are no excuses here. Because it's not like they could come back and say, well, I didn't know what you wanted. No, you're letting them know. You're letting them know, okay? And either they're going to take you seriously or they're not, okay? And if you see that they're falling off the bandwagon and you really like this person, you could say something to that person, you know, like, you know what? This is not how I see getting to know somebody. You know, this is, you know, I'm losing my interest here with you. You know, you seem like you're not really interested in getting to know me or something. And if they, you know, if they sit there and say, no, I really do want to get to know you. No, I just been busy. You know, they gaslight you and make excuses. This is what they do. They make excuses. But if they continue to do it, you got to cut that person off. You got to cut that person off. Because if you keep that person in your life, then you deserve what you get. Okay. You deserve what you get. You let them know. And if they continue to do it, you got to cut them loose and leave them, you know, in the dust. All right. You have to, in order to have your peace and to be able to move forward with other people that have more potential in getting to know you. So let me just say this in sum, you have to know what your standards are and what you will accept and what you won't accept, okay? Because we're not going to change people, all right? What you see is what you get out of somebody. You're not going to sit there and string along with somebody or be breadcrumbed by somebody in hopes that all of a sudden they're going to change. No, they're not going to change. I hate to tell you, okay? Because this is their basic character and this is how they value you, is how they treat you. So you have to know what your standards are. And I don't care what the dating world is today. I don't care if you're dealing with people, you know, a lot of them are coming at you and telling you, you know, they don't want to plan a date or they don't want to make plans or they're not consistent or something like that. I don't care. You have the control and you have the choice whether to deal with that person or not. And when somebody tries you sexually, okay, when they bring up sex in the very beginning, it's up to you to know enough to cut that person loose because that's all that person is looking for from you, okay? I had an issue with somebody on the social media where he said, oh, well, that's not necessarily true. It could be that, you know, he is just interested in her sexually. You know, not everybody's out to do you wrong. Okay, well, if he's interested in her, whatever, is it respectful to bring up sex in the first conversation or the second conversation? Is that respectful? Is that something that you would tell your daughter if some guy said that to her? No. Okay. Is that something that you bring up to somebody when you don't know anything else about them? No. Okay. So let's stop. That's something that you're doing to try somebody to see if, you know, they'll take the bite, you know, they can move to the next step because you know what, that's where their mind is. It's on sex. Okay. It's not in trying to know who you are as a person. That's why I tell you guys, you have to see if these people ask you questions about you to try to see who you are. And it's not just about the first or second conversation. They've got, you know how it is when you try to get to know somebody. All right. Like when you know your friends or something like that, you're not getting to know your friends and bringing up sexual questions to them right away or something like that. You know, you're talking to them about everyday life, everyday issues, things that are going on in your life, things that are going on in their life, things that problems that you're dealing with or other things. Okay. You're having in-depth conversations about your real life issues. All right. Not, you know, bringing up trying people with sexual things and stuff like that. So when you deal with that nonsense, you got to cut these people loose and let them know, you know what? I'm not the one. I am not the one. You hit the wrong one, baby. You hit the wrong one. Keep along your little search, your little DM search there and keep it moving, okay? Because, you know, you just showed your hand. That's how you got to get rid of these people, because what you allow is what you get back, you guys. And that's where there's a lot of people that are in the dark. There's a lot of women in the dark that don't realize that, you know, this is how people test you, all right? You got to listen to what comes out of their mouths. You've got to listen by what comes out of their mouths, because some of them are so stupid. And by just what comes out of their mouth tells you exactly who they are. Because a lot of times they mess up and they say things that they shouldn't say and they show their hand. And it's up to you to be able to pick up on those red flags. Okay, you guys? That's why I'm telling you, the more conversation you have with somebody, the more they expose who they really are. Okay? So, you know, just know who you are and live according to your standards, not according to anybody else's standards, not according to what society says or anybody says. It's about what you want, okay? And not allowing somebody to treat you beneath what you allow. That's how you have your self-respect, and that's how you get what you want. And even if you have to go through a lot of different kiss a lot of frogs, it's still better than kissing the wrong frog and ending up in a bad place with the wrong person. Okay? I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.